My name's Neville Collard. I'm a Noongar storyteller for the Whadjuk Trails. And today we're going to talk about the Tunyarat, the 28th parrot. Sometimes people call them a Noongar because they live mainly in Noongar country, but they now spread all over. They're a beautiful bird, green, and they've got a yellow neck. Some people also call them the ring-neck parrot. These birds are so plentiful that you'll see them all through the bush, and when you're walking, they'll be sitting up in the gum trees, in the benches, and they'll be eating the nuts or breaking the nuts off the she-oak trees. And when they fly and they call, they sing out, they go, Tunyarat, Tunyarat. But their whistle is really fast. And when the early explorers came here to Western Australia, they asked the Noongar, what's the name of these birds? Noongar said, Tunyarat, Tunyarat. And the white fella, in their excitement, said, they've named the bird the 28, 28. So that's where the parrot got his nickname, the 28, from. Historically, a lot of the Noongars look at them as a fairly sacred bird. When I was a kid, we used to have a shanghai, and when we were hungry, we used to eat them because there's so many of them around. But a lot of old fellas, when you get older, you don't eat them. As you walk along this little walkway here, you'll look out into the little sand dunes, and you'll see the yangi bush that's growing in there. You'll also see the red flowers of the cocky's tongues. Look in there, you'll see the jitty jitty, the willy wagtail, and the magpies, which are all part of the bushland here, and the cockatoos. When you're walking along this pathway, this Jenabidi, you look out to the west and you'll see the ocean out there, the Wardan Biddy, that's the walkway along the ocean. You can see Wadjum, Rottnest Island, Meandip, Garden Island, Nguyamaya, which is Karnak Island. The walk is actually in a way that Noongars would have walked for thousands of years, as Rottnest is called Wadjum, which means the place on the other side of the river. And on this coastline here, it was all part of the inland sea of the Derbal Nara.